In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Nicholas of Myra. You might remember that he visited our church this past Sunday and gave you some candy as a little break of our Advent penance. Saint Nicholas is in a special way the patron of children, because he was from his own childhood a model of innocence and of virtue. As a child, his first thought was always God, and also how to behave and act like a child of God. After his parents died, Saint Nicholas gave all his money to charity. Once a certain poor man was about to abandon his daughters to a life of sin because he did not have money to pay the dowry. In those days, in order to get one's daughters married to good families, the parents had to transfer some of their property to the newlyweds in the form of payment called the dowry. This man could not pay the dowry because he was so poor, and Saint Nicholas heard of his problem. So at night he threw a bag of gold in the man's window for the oldest daughter. He did the same thing for the second daughter, and after this the grateful father kept watch to find out who was being so good to him. When Saint Nicholas came back to throw the third bag of gold for the third daughter, the man saw him and thanked him over and over again. Even after his death, Saint Nicholas continued to intercede, especially for Catholic families. He is intimately connected to the life of one of my favorite saints, Saint Colette, the great reformer of the Franciscan Poor Clares. In the French town called Corbie, there lived at the end of the 1300s a carpenter named Robert Boyer and his wife Margaret. Robert worked in the great Benedictine monastery of the town, being the master carpenter there. His wife, before her marriage to Robert, had been a widow who had never had any children. She remained childless even after her marriage to Robert, so she and her husband prayed to Saint Nicholas to grant them a family if it should be pleasing to God to give a child to their keeping and care. But despite their prayers, for years and years they remained childless until long after, when Margaret had already turned 60 years old, she gave birth to a daughter. It was a miracle to all who knew her. The child was baptized and called Nicolette, after the saint to whom the parents had prayed, Saint Nicholas of Myra. But all the people of Corbie called this little girl Colette, as her parents called her. By her name, she reminded those who knew her of her parents' great faith, of their prayers, and of her coming into the world as a gift from God through the intercession of Blessed Nicholas. The child was born on the 13th of January, 1381, the octave of Epiphany, and Saint Colette was to find a place among the canonized saints of the church in the company of her patron, Saint Nicholas. Children, the life of Saint Nicholas should especially make you to appreciate the work of your parents who are raising you to become a good Catholic. It is extremely important, or in fact irreplaceable work, what your parents do in teaching you the duties of your religion, for example going to Mass on Sundays and teaching you your prayers. So remember, children, always act like a good and dutiful child so that you pray for them and for your parents every single day when they are alive and you pray for them even more when they one day shall depart and die. And now when Christmas is now fast approaching and you children expect to get many Christmas presents, remember that you yourself, you are a gift to your parents from God. Through his prayers, Saint Nicholas granted to the parents of Saint Colette a great gift of own child, and she grew up becoming a saint. In order to be a good gift to your parents, you children, you have to listen them, obey them, and love them, and keep the Catholic faith without any objections for your whole life. No amount of money, not even a big bag of gold, can ever replace or buy to your parents a better Christmas gift, what you should be, children, namely a faithful, humble, and obedient follower of Jesus Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.